steady at that, Chief. No, 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 no. I'm wrong. No, no, over that way a bit.
Over this way a bit, Chief. Yeah.
Now, up. Where did that one come from?
It was there all the time.
Serves him right for getting in my way.
Mr. Phillips, sir. What, Mr. Phillips, ahead.
What?
Ahead.
Ahead? I've got ahead. No, oh, Lummy. Lummy, another of them. Go over the top.
Hey?
Turn left in midair.
What?
Wrong again. Put us down both. Left hand down a bit.
Everybody down!
Ship doctor.
Halfway up Portsmouth High Street, sir.
So I gathered.
What's that hanging on the sharp end? Yes, who dumped that load of old firewood on our prow?
Well, 2 minutes ago, it was a workman sat on the dockyard, sir.
Oh. Well, that's all right, then. It's not Admiralty property.
Even so, sir. I still reckon Mr. Phillips lost his no-claims bonus.
Yes, quite. He'll be on his usual trip to Captain Purvey's office tomorrow morning to get Heather to fill in his accident form for him.
Not likely. Tonight I'm getting on the end of that queue.
Queue? What queue?
The one outside Captain Purvey's office to see Captain Purvey's new secretary.
Oh, what happened to Heather then?
Well, she's on leave, and from what I've seen of this new one, through her office window, with the aid of my binoculars, from 3 miles out, she's absolutely... core.
Stone me 6-4, he crashed us deliberately so he could meet the new bird.
Yeah, be that as it may, new birds, young ladies, don't interest me. I'm just thankful to be back home at Portsmouth at last.
At last? You've only been out for the day, sir.
It may be the day to you, but being separated from my Ritterkins for all this time is an eternity to me. Even now, the poor dear will be pacing the hall, waiting to hear the sound of my footfalls on the gravel so that she can rush to the front door, hurl it open, fling her arms round me, and pledge her undying love. And then after a carefully balanced meal and a quick coffee, he'll be up a little wooden hill to Bedfordshire.
Dirty old devil!
Who is it?
It's me, Ritterkins. I live here.
Stevekins, you're terribly late.
Not really. I've been hammering on this door for 40 minutes and nobody heard me.
Oh, darling, I am sorry. Well, do come in, and don't forget to wipe your little touches on the doormat.
Oh, of course. There! Oh, my foot.
Oh, Stevekins, I've scraped a hole in the leather on your little toe caps with that naughty old door.
No, entirely my fault. I should have known that you were going to shut the door and wipe my feet quicker so that I could get them out of the way.
Oh, poor darling, Stevekins.
No, don't upset yourself, little one. It's of no consequence. If you remember, I've got my other pair of shoes upstairs. You know, the ones you parked the rear wheel of the Land Rover on. Pair with the flattened toe caps.
Oh, you've never let me forget that, have you? In any case, it doesn't matter now because you haven't got them anymore.
Hmm?
Well, they never look the same, so I sold them.
Oh, I'll wear my slippers. The ones with the bunny rabbit ears. I've still got those, haven't I?
Oh, yes, they're upstairs. But please hurry, because Danny and his guests have been waiting for you for the last 40 minutes.
Guests?
Well, yes, silly. That's Captain Povey, Freddykins.
Freddykins?
Who's Freddykins?
Old sieve memory. Lieutenant Commander, the Honorable Freddy Stamford Johnson.
Oh, him. What's that chinless wonder doing here?
Well, it's the Horse of South Haven show on Saturday, and Freddykins will be on Bonnie Boy, and I'll be on Bouncing Betty. We're hot contenders. We're having a May the Best One of Us Win party.
Really? I'm thrilled for you. Hello? Who on earth's this?
Lady and gentlemen, dinner is served.
Thank you, young shingles.
The Admiral is getting impatient.
No, tell Freddykins and the rest of them to start without me. I'll join them as soon as I've changed into my bunny rabbit slippers. Bless me.
Ah, here you are, Helen. Here's your gin and tonic. A large one.
Leslie, would you mind if I had some ice and a piece of lemon?
Come on, live dangerously. Drink your gin and tonic neat, like me with my shandy.
I'd still like some ice and lemon.
Well, perhaps I was pushing things a bit too quickly. I'll go and get you some.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Phillipson.
Nice of you to offer. I'll have a pint of...
Oh, hello, Chief. Having an enjoyable evening?
Yeah, well, one would have been if you hadn't come along, sir. As a queue jumper, rather. With the aid of your posh-talking city ways, whipped the desirable red head in right from under Pertwee's nasal organ.
Ice and lemon, please, Landlord. I'm sorry about that, Chief. I didn't recognise you in the queue.
No hard wrinkles, Mr. Phillips. No hard wrinkles. We Pertwees don't take a number of the jib. I wouldn't miss anybody's.
One slice of lemon and a couple of dollops of ice coming up. Where's your glass?
Well, it's over there with Miss Anybody's.
Oh, hold your hand out then.
Yeah.
There's your ice. There, two cubes.
Ooh, nasty.
Come on, Mr. Phillips. Sit close your hand up. And whip it back to Miss Anybody's glass before it melts all down your number ones.
You're absolutely right, Chief. Here you are, Helen. One slice of lemon.
Thank you. But what happened to the... Leslie?
Hmm?
What have you done?
Done?
Your trousers are all wet.
Lummy. It's all gone down my number ones. Excuse me.
Now where are you going? You're not going to leave me again, are you?
I've got to. If I don't mop myself up quickly, I may shrink.
Well, off you go. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Yeah, excuse me, Chief.
Hello, Mr. Phillips. Once again, where are we trotting off to now?
Well, to the gentleman's powder room.
I beg your pardon?
I've had a little accident.
So all and sundry will have observed. Perhaps one should have had a little more water with it.
But in a shandy... Gosh, you're right. I've never tried it in a shandy. I'd try that after I dried out my number ones.
Excuse me. Miss Ellen of today? Or in your case, Miss Ellen of tonight?
Hello, sailor. How do you fancy a gin and tonic?
Oh, that's very kind, I'm sure.
It's straight between the eyes and running all the way down your incredibly large nose.
Well, perhaps you'd allow me to introduce myself.
I shouldn't bother. I'm with an officer.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Helen. Look, I'm all dried up now. There wasn't a towel in the gentleman's powder room, so I jumped up and down in front of the hot air machine.
9 out of 10 for presentation, sir. And I'll give you 4 for content.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
That's the one. That belongs to it. He's the one who hit me.
I'm awfully sorry, but I'm afraid I've never seen you before in my life.
Here's the one who hit me. There.
Does anybody believe me?
He's the one who hit me.
I'm sorry, but I've never seen you before in my
life. Leslie, I'd leave it if I were you.
Look here, I've been hit by a straight left before, but this is the first time that I've ever been hit by a ship. And he's the one who hit me.
Now, look here.
Leslie, leave it. Let's go.
No, I'm not going to leave it.
There I was, sitting in my little hut on the dockside, minding my own business, and wham! There I was, stuck on the end of a frigate. And he's the one who hit me.
Now, look here, my good man. You must understand that accidents can happen.
Oh, and one's about to happen to you and all, because you're the one who hit me and my heart.
Now, you listen to me.
Come away, Mr. Phillips, sir. He'll murder you.
And out of the way, Chief. Now, listen, Blue Eyes. I'm warning you that I was the star pupil at Mrs. Arbuthnot's Academy for the Sons of Gentlemen who wish to learn the noble art of self-defense of fisticuffs.
Say that!
That was a cheat. You didn't give me a chance to get my jacket off.
Oi, Puck, I didn't say that.
Please, Mr. Woodenheart, man, don't hit him anymore. He's wearing his number one.
Say that!
Oh, I don't want that one. Sorry to keep you waiting, everybody.
Creeping Ivy, do get a move on. Fudge, Bunny, Boots, we're starving.
Beg your pardon, Daddy-in-law. I mean, Apple, I'm drinking my soup as fast as I...
Do stop sneezing, Murray. You're spraying your mulligatawny over everybody. Tablecloth looks as if it's got measles.
It's terribly hot. It's all curry and spice.
You've sneezed blasted red-hot mulligatawny all over me blasted suit. You've burned me blasted cummerbund and blasted cinder. I wouldn't say what you've done to me, Zip. I'm probably trapped in these trousers for the rest of my life.
Oh, now, don't make a fuss, Daddykins. It wasn't Stephen's fault. What? It was Mummykin's receipt. I told her it was a teaspoonful of curry powder, not a tablespoon.
I hope I'm not the only one to complain.
Well, you are. You're the only twit who drank it.
No, sir. I did. I drank it. Every spoonful. I must ask my dear wife, Ramona, to get us a tin.
Povey, you clown, that muck can't be kept in tins. It rots them. Sorry to keep you waiting, Freddy. It's all my son-in-law's fault.
That's all right, Admiral. I say, you know, Drogo, I've been around the show-jumping scene almost as long as Harvey, and that George is just about as much brains as a meat pie, Smith. But I can't recall ever seeing a girl with such a beautiful seat as yours.
What, you're kind, Freddykins. Well, for my part, I think you've got an even tighter seat than Harvey S. Or David B.
I say, are you a flatterer? Harvey S, possibly, but not old Bruni. Now, his seat is really, really tight.
I finished, Admiral.
In about blasted time. Young Shingles, shift yourself. It's finished its soup, so get the blasted main course in.
The jolly amusing incident happened to us at sea today. You'll all roar with laughter when I tell you.
Yes, now, as I see it, old girl, it's the brick wall where you will come a proper. But my old bonny boy doesn't like it at all. In fact, as soon as he sees that brick wall... Old Bonnie thinks it's a cul-de-sac and stops dead.
So, we were about 3 miles off the Nab Lighthouse, and the chief said... Come on, Murray, sir.
Oh, don't interrupt, Stephen. We're not talking about silly old boats. We're having an interesting horsey chat.
Oh, dear. Has it happened to anybody else? What? That soup seems to have done an Uri Geller on my spoon. I've only got the handle left.
Oh, don't worry about it. That's Netta's cooking for you. I've had to buy 3 new sets of cutlery this year.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, creaking ivy, young shingles. Go and oil your knees.
It's not my knees that squeak, Admiral. It's my ankles.
Well, go and oil whatever part of you it is that's making that creaking noise. Oh, and while you're at it, glue your top set back in. Every time you open your blasted cake hole, your choppers slip, and they look like a portcullis slamming down.
My apologies, Admiral. I stuck the brutes up earlier, but your wife's soup unglued them again.
Isn't anybody listening to me? I've had you know that, unimportant as it may seem, I command one of Her Majesty's frigates, HMS Trifbridge.
Oh, you dear old fashioned thing. I command the nuclear destroyer, HMS Rutland. But I don't make a silver cup and a rosette about it. Now, look here, Vito, girl. And after you're over the brick wall, it's only a sharp gallop to the triple bar.
I will be heard.
Stephen. Shush. You're making a scene.
I want to make a scene. I will make a scene. I intend to make a scene, a big one.
Oh, Lord.
I may only command an old-fashioned frigate, as you put it, but I am concerned to be filled up by their lordships who are responsible for the lives of 140 gallant and intrepid seamen, unimportant as they may seem to you. But let me remind you, there are damn sight more important than your bouncing bitches and your bonny boys. You won't keep your own party. So far as I'm concerned, brick walls to the lot of you. I'm going back to my ship where I'm boasted.
Whosoever is without and whosoever wishes to enter onto the wardroom, speak now or forever hold thy peace. Hold thy peace.
It's me, Captain Commander Murray.
Then by all means come forth and gather in the fruits thereof for the bit of a chinwag. Chinwag.
Sorry to barge in on you like this, Padre. I just got to talk to somebody.
You think nothing of it, my son. The only chance I ever get of a conversation is when there's absolutely nobody else around or about. Round or... I'm so terribly sorry. I must stop doing that.
You see, you were the one who married Riedekins and myself, so you were my natural choice as the only man I could turn to who might be able to save my marriage before it's too late. It's on the rocks.
On the rocks. I really am so terribly sorry. Now, you were talking about your marriage.
Exactly.
Oh, splendid. Now, when would you like me to start reading the banns?
You've already married us. You must remember all that cake and champers.
Oh, yes, of course, that marriage. Well, I got fit. Getting pickled is another habit I shall have to work. Or that free nosh is inclined to put a little surplus underneath your cassock, eh?
Oh, brick walls to you too. I shall go back to my cabin and ring up the only happily married man I know.
Ew, are you off? Well, feel free to pop in any time. Any time. Oh, pillars of salt, I've done it again.
Henry Povey, wake up this instant. You're making piggy noises again.
I didn't hear them, my love.
Well, of course you didn't. You were the clown who was driving them to market.
I'm sorry, my love. I'll stop breathing.
Good boy. While you're at it, you can stop rumbling.
I'll do my best, my love, but you can't blame me. It's the Admiral's soup.
Oh, don't try to fob off the blame onto somebody else. You will go to these wild, abandoned evenings of debauchery. What else can you expect?
I'll get it, my love.
You'll do nothing of the sort. Ramona Purvey's residence. Ramona Purvey speaking. Who wishes to converse on my Ramona Pegboard telephone? Speak now.
This is Commander Murray. It's rather urgent. Could I speak to Captain Purvey, please?
Are you out of your mind? It's the middle of the night.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't realize it was 9:30. It is extremely urgent.
Oh, very well. Wait. Henry Purvey, here's the receiver. You have 3 minutes to speak on my telephone, starting from now.
Oh, thank you, my love. Henry Purvey speaking. What is it? And be quick, because I've only got 3 minutes. Commander Murray here, sir. Sorry to disturb you at this late hour.
Oh, that's all right. I was only rumbling and snoring anyway.
It's my marriage. It's on the rocks. I think my wife is going to leave me for another man. What shall I do, sir?
Let her. I wish mine would.
But you always tell everybody that you're a happily married man, sir.
Oh, I am. I only wish I wasn't.
15 seconds left. Wind it up.
Captain Bowman, are you serious in suggesting that I should turn a blind eye to another man wantonly seeking my wife's affections? That I should stand by while he blatantly admires her seat? That I should condone this extramarital relationship? That I should become a cuckold in my own nest?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, then, in that case, I've only one thing to say to you, sir. Brick walls.
Mr. Phillips, sir, I must say I'm enjoying this quick slurp with you, sir.
Now, what are we going to do about Commander Murray? I mean, in the past, he was the sort of chap who enjoyed a chat with a chap. Yes. And many's the chat this chap's had with that chap, and many's the chat that chap's had with this chap.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, that chap won't chat to this chap or any other chap. I mean, in fact, that chap could end up entirely chatless and chapless. Because there won't be a chap for a chap to chat to. Because a chap won't have a chap left to chat to a chap. Will he?
Would you mind repeating that?
Why? It was quite clear.
I'm sorry, sir. My apologeticals, but halfway through a chat or a chat, my constellation wandered off to our dear little rhapsody in navy blue over there, what's on its tod.
On its tod? Lummy. Helen! I'm over here. Gosh, to think lovable Leslie had a date and forgot it. I must be getting old. Chief. I said I must...
No comment, sir.
Hello, Leslie. Hello, Chief. Have you seen Lieutenant Commander, the Honourable Freddie Stanford Johnson? I'm supposed to be meeting him here.
No, miss, no.
Perhaps his nuclear destroyer has had a puncture.
Oh, very good, sir. However, miss, your evening is not ruined. But as you can see, Mr. Phillips is here, ready and willing, and according to rumour, able.
Gosh, thanks, Chief. Now, buzz off.
Yeah, buzz him now, sir. I believe I'm wanted at the other end of the bar to collect that other pint that you've just remembered you're about to leave me there, sir.
Oh, have I? Oh, of course, yes. I'm not getting old after all.
Leslie?
Yes?
What do you think of that? The engagement ring?
Blimey. I didn't know we were engaged. How much do I owe you for it? Is it fully guaranteed?
Not to you, Leslie. We are not engaged.
Aren't we? Then why have you spent my money buying a ring?
I happen to be engaged to somebody else.
Then you can jolly well take it back. I'm not buying a ring for some other cheapskate of a fiancé. Come on, name names. Who is this cheese-pairing swine?
I am, oh boy, the Honourable Freddie.
But that's bigamy. I mean, you're having it and I'm paying for it. Well, I mean, we all thought that Rita's your bit... well, because of you and Rita being at, you know, and Commander Murray hasn't been home for a wee... And now, look here, if you want my opinion as an officer and a gentleman, I think I've got it all wrong.
You most certainly have, old horseshoe. I mean, dash it. I mean, I've stooped to nobbling Rita's horses, but not her. I mean, she's another chap's wife.
Gosh, won't Commander Murray be pleased when he hears the good news?
Right! Where is the swine? I'm going to beat that wife snatcher to within an inch of his miserable life. I'll tear his limb from limb, if necessary, with my bare hands. I demand to confront this monstrous, this despicable, this callous seducer of innocent women and wives. Ah, there you are. Take that!
Mr. Chap, look, you don't get your jodhpurs in a twist.
Commander Murray, why are you hitting my fiancé?
What?
Why are you hitting my fiancé?
Because the rotten, dirty little toad is...
Your what?
My fiancé. Freddy and I are going to get married.
Yeah, you see, sir, engaged couples often do.
I know what engaged couples do.
Sexy swine.
Shut up. But I understood. That is, but, well, in that case, I seem to owe you an apology.
No, he does.
Who?
You. You're the one who hit me. Why do you keep it on me, eh? First it was my little wooden heart.
Now, that wasn't my fault.
Come away, Mr. Phillips.
I'm glad you're here. You see, she filled in the accident form.
Good, because I'm going to fill you in. Take that!
Oh!
And that! Oh! And that! Oh! And that! Oh!